Are you looking for money-saving advice to grow and promote yourself and your business? If so, this is the show for you. Put your hands together for the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show with host and author Lisa Sims.
Hello and welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And it is my pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday, October the 3rd of 2018. It seemed like September was just here and it flew in and it flew out. So I hope your October is going very well. As for me, my October is as busy as my September, which is a good thing. I can't complain about that. Looking forward to the fall, cooler weather, the changing of the leaves. So this time of year is my favorite time of the year, and I hope it's your favorite time as well. And we have a great show lined up for you today. We have a great guest who's going to share some of his vast knowledge with us, those of us who aspire to be authors, and those who are already authors, you can definitely learn something from our guest today. But as we always do, we are going to actually get started with some announcements. And as you all know, we always like to let you know when the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show airs. Our show airs on the first and the last Wednesday of each month at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our show typically runs about an hour, and you can tune in live by going to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar. And if you can't make it, and we understand you have a busy schedule, you lead a busy life, and so we make it just that easy for you to listen to us on your mobile devices. And you can listen to us via your Apple device, via the podcast app, and we're also on the Stitcher app as well as TuneIn.com. You can listen to us in your browser as well as the app and other podcast apps. So if you ever miss an episode, don't worry. You can either visit blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar or one of the podcast apps, and you can listen to that episode at your convenience. It's just that easy. And I always like to let people know that if you are interested in being a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, all you have to do is go to our website, which is stretchingyourcash.com, and click on the Be My Guest link. Fill out the form, and the only requirement that I have is that the topic that you would like to discuss needs to pertain to the topic of our show, which is Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs, and be able to talk about it for at least about 20 to 30 minutes or so. And if you feel like that's something that you can do, then go ahead and fill out that form, and someone will be in contact with you to get you scheduled for the show, and it is just that easy. And as far as what we've got going on in terms of new developments, I'm working on a new book right now, and it is going to be released next month, so I'm excited about that. I went from being self-published to actually landing a book deal with apress.com, which is one of the kind of top technology publishers. And so the title of the book is Building Your Online Store with WordPress and WooCommerce. So for all you entrepreneurs that want to build an online store but don't know where to get started, this book is for you. It's written in such a way, it doesn't assume that you have a technical background. It actually walks you through step-by-step on how to actually build an online store quickly and efficiently, and also how to market it. And you can find it on the apress.com website, as well as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can always Google it on many of the online bookstores, so I'm very excited about that. And if you would like to follow us on our social media platforms, I highly encourage you to do that. We make it easy for you to do that as well. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/stretchingadollar. And you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is B as in boy, I-Z, Money Saver. And if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, I'm author_Lisa_Sims with one M. And we make it just that easy for you to stay up to date on what's going on with the Stretching a Dollar movement. And so right now that's what we have going on. We have more things in the works, but I don't want to delay the time for our guest today. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with our special guest today, which is Mitchell Levy, and I'll do his introduction when I return from our brief commercial break. So this is the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs Show. And we are back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs Show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, and Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, you have tuned in at the right time. We have a special guest today. We have Mitchell Levy, who is a... Well, I'm going to go ahead and read his bio, which is pretty impressive. Now, when I was approached by his personal assistant to be on the show, I had never heard of Mitchell. But then I watched his TED Talk, and I was thoroughly impressed. I was like, wow, you know. So if you have not had an opportunity to Google Mitchell Levy and see his TED Talk, I would highly encourage you to do so. But to give you some background information about Mitchell, he is the CEO and thought leader architect at Think AHA and chief AHA instigator at the AHA Amplifier. He and his team make it easy for corporations to easily create compelling content that help turn their experts into recognized thought leaders. And Mitchell is also an Amazon best-selling author with 43 business books. And some of those books, the titles are, Hey, Did You Aha That? Thank You, Saying Thank You in 140 Languages, Cause Marketing Essentials, and The Road to Success, Creating Thought Leaders, Drive-In Foot Traffic, 140 insights about drive-in foot traffic to physical locations, and the list goes on and on. He's also a contributor at Entrepreneur Magazine, one of my favorite magazines to read, and he's also provided strategic consulting to over 100 companies and has advised over 500 CEOs on critical business issues through the CEO networking groups he's run, and he's been chairman of the board of a NASDAQ-listed company. As you can see, Mr. Mitchell Levy has a lot of knowledge and expertise that he can share with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Mitchell. Hi, Mitchell. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Lisa. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, not a problem. Today we're going to be discussing how to create a book in 8 hours. Now, I know on the show page it says 8 days, but it's going to be 8 hours. And so I guess many of the listeners probably are wondering, why is it important or why should they want to write a book?
Well, clearly, given that you wrote one yourself and have another one going on, you know the answer to this, but let me share. So we do business. So this is what I covered in my TED Talk. We do business with those that you know, like, and trust.
Right.
And although you and I can't necessarily help your audience with the like part, because, you know, we can give them ideas of how to be likable, what we can do is help people with the know and trust piece. And one of the best ways to get known, one of the best ways to establish trust, say you're an expert in a space, is to have a book. And so that's the why do people have a book? It is, in some cases, even more valuable than spending a couple hundred K and 3 years of your life to get a PhD. And specifically, what I encourage people to focus on when they write their book is simply the point of pain they solve for their customer. Because when it comes down, it's not about flashy titles. The world of books have changed so much in the last decade. And in the past, you'd write a book, you'd hope that you get a big publisher to pick you up, you'd hope that you'd sell lots of copies and do a speaking tour and all that. Nowadays, what's relevant about your book, it is the best business card you could possibly have. And
indeed,
the best thing you could do is share the title of your book, and that will encourage somebody to want to talk to you. So let me give you an example. So for some odd reason, by the way, you found a slightly old bio. I currently have written 61 books.
Oh, sorry.
And oh no, that's right. I have to figure out where you found that. So if it's on one of my sites, you know, entrepreneurs, if it's on one of my sites, you need to update that. The title of the TED Talk in my last book is called Being Seen and Being Heard as a Thought Leader. So now imagine I'm in a room. So we're all in a room together. There's 50 people in the room, and we all get 10 to 15 seconds to introduce each other, right, or introduce ourselves. So here's what I'm going to say. Mitchell Levy, the aha guy from Aha Thought. I empower experts, thought leaders, and companies to share their genius. And I'm an international best-selling author of a book that's also a TED Talk called Being Seen and Being Heard as a Thought Leader. So, you know, I threw out all these credibility things and all these points that say, hey, this is somebody worth talking to. But at the end of the day, if you're sitting in the audience and you're thinking, wow, I actually need to be seen, I need to be heard, here's a guy who has an international best-selling book about being seen and being heard as a thought leader, that's my problem, let me talk to Mitchell. So the simple answer is create a book that's compelling enough in terms of how it looks, how it feels, that conveys a message that you're the expert at solving the problems that your prospects have, your customers' point of pain, and make sure, and here's the important part, and this is not necessarily saving money, but it'll save you a ton of time and energy. It doesn't matter how many copies of your book sell. The only thing that matters is that you put your book in the hands of those people who can pay you money for your services.
Now, see, that's an interesting point, because I think a lot of people believe that, okay, if I write a book, it's all about the book sales. You know, we get, sometimes you get caught up in the number of books sold and if you're a bestseller and whatnot. But I think you hit on a very interesting point about it is the way for you to actually market yourself and get yourself in front of people that may have never heard of you but are now curious about you.
Yes. It's simple. And it's hard. The ego comes in when you think about your book, or I did a TED Talk, right? The ego comes in when you think about how many people have viewed the TED Talk.
Right.
But Lisa, if nobody but you viewed the TED Talk and you were able to have a warm and fuzzy about me coming on the air, isn't that worth it? You know,
it
the
is.
Answer is yes. And then every client and every prospect that sees me. So if I need to have a million prospects or a million clients, well, then I need more views of my TED Talk. If I'm, on the other hand, grabbing probably 50 new clients a year, somewhere between 50 to 100, well, I don't need that many views of my TED Talk, right? So it's a very interesting thing to be thinking about. You got to put your ego aside. Your book is one more asset that represents you. You have a business card. That's an asset. In this case, I have a TED Talk. That's an asset. You've got, in your case, you've got a Blog Talk radio show. That's an asset. And the question becomes, how do we use our assets to both get known and also be trusted? And so in my case, the books that all of our authors do are focused primarily on the know and trust part, because it's the platform is called Aha That. So if you go to ahathat.com, you can actually see what we have there. And generally we have, our books are comprised of content that has 140 bite-sized quotes and 7 blog posts. So those bite-sized quotes are now immediately shareable on social media. And so the platform Aha That has over 700,000 users who are looking for content to share. And by the way, if you want to go there and add yourself as a user, it's free to use, free to share. And there are 45,000 quotes, pieces of content. I call them Aha Messages. There are 45,000 Aha Messages that you could share for free on your social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+. Right, so that's part of the getting known part. We also produce books whether you write them yourself or we write them for you, and I can tell you a little bit about that. We produce books in paperback, hardcover, PDF, Kindle, and also on the Aha That platform. And I have to tell you, there's nothing more powerful than handing a prospect a book that has their pain point as the title of your book, and inside the book it is really easy to read and understand that you have expertise in this area and that it's color on the inside. So we print with color on the inside. So it's just a powerful way to get the message across. And if you don't mind, can I share one more sort of, as you were speaking, I had a couple ideas come to mind. Can I, mind if I share one?
Oh, no, go. Please share.
So one thing I mentioned, which you sort of agreed with, was it doesn't matter how many books sell.
Yeah.
Technically, more books selling are better. But, you know, if you run an Amazon campaign and you give your book away for free and hundreds or 1,000 people download your book, it doesn't matter that you don't make money. What matters is now you've got hundreds or 1,000 people who actually know your name.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting part on writing. And this goes a little bit in the face of saving money, but I think it's significantly important. The question becomes, where do you spend your time? If you're running a business, you're an entrepreneur, and your business is small, the most important thing you can do is prospect. It's not build your book. It's all the best thing you can do is figure out how to get more business. And
yes.
As an entrepreneur, we really could do three things. In a beginning entrepreneur, we could prospect for new business. We could satisfy existing customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then once your business is moving a little bit, you could build product for tomorrow. Now, as you grow your business and you start building a team, then you have to add a fourth thing, which is manage your team and empowering them to be successful.
Right.
So for me, as the entrepreneur, as the CEO, you have one role until your company gets to be 100, 150 million. You are the chief rainmaker.
Yes.
Right? There's no matter who you are, if you're an entrepreneur, you're the one who's making money, who's getting new clients for the firm. So now here's the funny part. We, as a publisher, we publish over 800 books. Typically, when we publish a book, I like a book that has 120 pages because I like the spine size of 120 pages.
Okay.
And what I'll tell you, a rule of thumb, is 120
mm-hmm.
pages takes about 120 hours to write. And then in today's world, what happens, because it's so easy to self-publish, many people say, hey, I want to actually go to Amazon. I'll use CreateSpace, and I want to self-publish my book.
Right.
And what I'll say is we save the author who publishes through us, we save them about 200 hours worth of effort. And that's all the stuff that's involved in cover design, copy edit, content edit, distribution. We distribute in 80 odd locations. So that's 200 hours. So let's
mm-hmm.
add those two together, 320 hours. So we have. So you could write your book, and I'm happy to talk to you about how you could write your book in 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's, and then there'll be another 5 to 10 hours of review time as we start producing content and you review it. Or one of the things we do is we actually ghostwrite for books for people. So we'll do, in this case, I'll do a 2-hour interview. I'll
mm-hmm.
pull the genius from your head. And then we have a team of ghostwriters that have graduated from the AHA, that writing school, and
mm-hmm.
they will be one of them will be assigned to you to write your book. So in that case, you're going to spend 2 hours for the interview and probably another 3 to maybe 8 hours reviewing your stuff before we publish your book. And we also will make you an Amazon best-selling author. So our higher-end package, if we write for you, we also make you an Amazon best-selling author. So that's let's be conservative and say that takes 10 hours. So, Lisa, here's what to think about. Do you want to spend 320 hours writing and publishing your book? Or do you want to spend 10 hours? Now, that we charge for that, so you pay us. And the question becomes, with that difference, that 310 hours, how much money could you make if you were an Amazon best-selling author and you marketed yourself for 310 hours selling your service? And if you can't significantly increase, by the magnitude of 10 to 20 times what you pay us, you're probably not in the right business.
Now, I tell you, and the thing of it is, I think a lot of people underestimate is the time that is involved in writing a book. I mean, there's more to it than just writing, as you said. I mean, there's the cover design and the copy editing and the marketing and things of that nature. So, 10 hours compared to, let's just say, 320 hours, that is a significant difference. Now, for those that may say, okay, well, I'm just starting, let's just say somebody's just a startup and they're just starting out and they say, well, I don't really have the money to hire a ghostwriter. What would you kind of say to that particular audience?
By the way, thank you for that question. It's a right direction to go. So if you don't mind, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about the 3-step writing process we have.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll say is if somebody's just starting out and you have zero money,
mm-hmm.
I would still encourage you to go to the 3-step writing process and potentially even write your book. And just if you don't have any money, don't publish it with us because you don't have any money yet.
Okay.
But just the process of doing this writing is going to significantly help how you present yourself to your prospects. So even if you don't publish, it's going to help you. So if you go to ahathat.com, ahathat.com/author, there we have a three-step writing process. So step one, and by the way, whether you publish with us or publish with somebody else or even publish yourself, step one is a four-question document. And so fill out the four questions. You know, what's your name? What's your bio? What's the title of your book and subtitle? The most important question is question number one. And how it reads, it says, who is your expected reader and what do you expect them to get from the book? What it really says is, who is your prospect and what is their pain point? So, you know, this is information that you need to have just for your business. If you fill out, spend about an hour or two filling out four questions. And the reason for an hour or two, it might take you a little bit of time to think through what this means to you. I'm telling you, even for those people who do nothing more than that, it's just going to help focus your energy. Step number two, if you don't mind, is that's a simple one.
Mm-hmm.
Step two is a one-page PDF, and I've actually written or curated over 75,000 AHA messages. So step number two is my best practices of how to write an AHA message that captures attention. Right, so how do you do something that's, you know, 140 to 280 characters and really grab somebody's attention enough so that they want to learn more about you? And you could stop there if you didn't want to continue writing, or what I might recommend is go to step three.
Mm-hmm.
And step three is an Excel spreadsheet. And that spreadsheet is where you put in your 140 AHA messages. It keeps track of the character count and so on. So, like I said, even if you don't publish, you have the opportunity to have these AHA messages in a spreadsheet that you can now share, you know, individually on social media. Or if you decide to publish us, even if you don't go with a physical version, just having an AHA book, I think we charge $450 if you write your own AHA book. So if you just want an AHA book on the AHA.com platform, it's $450. And then here's something that's really new. This is the first time I'm announcing it. As of this week, we just created something called AHA That Radio. So if you go to ahathatradio.com, A-H-A-T-H-A-T radio.com, what we're doing is we're having our authors read their AHA books, and they are then streaming continuously on AHA That Radio. So if you're looking for inspiration, you're looking for those AHA moments, you're looking for I found it mesmerizing. Just listening to lots of people talk about things that are relevant, and we've also put in some really high-end names and high-end. We have some public domain books that we've also read into the platform. It's just compelling to listen to. So if you're looking for inspiration, go to ahathatradio.com, and you could even do that if you were. If you went to AHA That, it's easy to allow yourself to do that. So it's another way just to get your brand out there and get known.
I like that concept, you know, the ability to listen to authors read their books and have them streamed on, you know. I'm just a knowledge guru. I just like knowledge all the time. So that's one of the things that kind of fascinated me about that, and I'm on the AHA That Radio website, and I see right now there's a message from you on creating thought leaders that's playing right now for those that are, you know, that are interested.
That's actually an interesting book. It's one of those funny things. It's something I wrote, it feels like 5 or 6 years ago. We had somebody else read it, and it was sitting on Audible. And so we just put it up there as well, and it's mostly good. You know, there's a couple of messages I'd love to change, and it's one of those questions of, does it stand the test of time? So my guess is probably when we get to 50-plus books on AHA That Radio, we'll probably pull that one down or I'll update it. But, yeah, it's kind of fun to listen to.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Sorry. This is that entrepreneur going, oh, this is really cool, but it'll be better if you could look at that and go, oh, this is really cool.
Hey, I think it's cool. Anytime I get to, I'm a book nerd, so anytime I can hear a book and read a book, it's awesome to me. But hey, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some other things that are pertaining to creating a book and your aha that and how you actually got started. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back, and then I'll jump into the chat and see if we have any questions from viewers and everything. So we'll be right back after this brief commercial break. And we are back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm sorry about that. We had a technical glitch and I got disconnected. So we are now back. And we're back with Mitchell Levy, if you're just tuning in. And we have been discussing how to create a book in 8 hours. And Mitchell has been sharing with us some great tips on not only how to create a book, but the importance of what a book can do for you as an entrepreneur. And as we were going to commercial break, we were discussing the Aha That radio where books are streamed on Mitchell's website. And we were just discussing how important that can be in terms of promotion for a entrepreneur. And one of the things I was thinking about on commercial break, Mitchell, is how did you actually decide to actually come up with this concept of the Aha Net?
So every time somebody asks a question, it depends on how you ask it. So you asked it in an interesting way, and given your show, I'll be vulnerable and share a little bit.
Okay.
So it started first with a physical book. I've always wanted to make it easy for people to write physical books. And I just thought as an entrepreneur, I wanted to create a company. So we have 4 publishing companies and we have different brands. We have a brand called 42 Rules. So if you've been blogging for a year, 42 Rules is comprised of 42 500 word articles. So you pull the articles together and you've got a 42 Rules book. We created a brand called Think Aha, where those books are the books today that are an outcome of Aha That. And with Think Aha, those books are 140 bite-sized quotes. And as a publisher, first thing I did is I said, hey, let's do the physical book first. And then, let's help market the physical book by creating an iPhone app where you can share content for the physical book and the iPhone app. So as a publisher, it made sense to me that you create the physical book first and the ebook comes second. However, as somebody who wants to be slightly frugal and get things done quicker, doing the ebook first is a whole lot better. And so when I started doing some consulting work and went back to being a thought leader architect, helping companies figure out how to use thought leadership, I ended up starting to sell my publishing companies because I thought it was another change in my life. And that first client I gathered, we sold one of my companies, and that first client was so excited about what I knew about publishing. They said, I realized that this was an asset I needed to keep. But when I was wearing the hat, thought leader architect, and I looked at the decision I made as a publisher to force people to do the physical book first before the ebook, I go, man, that was silly. So I completely revamped the business and what I was doing and focused around making it easy for people to write their ebooks. And that's where the aha that concept came from. But to be honest, the first name that I had was called Aha Amplifier. Because I thought, how cool is this? It's exact. The name itself speaks tons. We want aha messages, and we want to amplify that in the marketplace. So I have the website, ahaamplifier.com. And after, I think it was a year, maybe a year and a half, people would come to the website, and it wasn't obvious what a aha amplifier was. And I couldn't believe it, but it was true. It wasn't obvious what aha amplifier was. And I was meeting with one of my friends, and he said, you know, I hate the names, too many syllables. He goes, you know what millennials would say? Millennials would like to say, hey, did you aha that or did you aha this? And so I immediately went online, and ahathat.com was open, and subsequently we morphed the name from Aha Amplifier, six syllables, to Aha That, which is three. So that's kind of how it came around.
Okay.
Did I answer the question you wanted?
You did, and I think with your explanation, you helped a lot of people out, because sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get stuck in our own heads, and sometimes an idea is great to us, and it sounds great to us, but as you pointed out with the aha amplifier, and other people didn't know what that was, and as I said, we get stuck in our heads, and we're like, well, how could you not know what that means? And so by you explaining that, that has helped people to say, okay, well, hey, let me make this as simple as possible so that people can grasp this concept and actually understand just on an initial saying it of, okay, aha, that, you know, because to me, when I hear aha, I'm thinking of Oprah when she is sitting on the couch when she had her show and she had those, you know, that she said, well, I had an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I'll always remember aha, you know, aha that and aha moment and put, you know, you and Oprah together. So, you know, if I can remember that, surely, you know, I won't have any problems remembering you. But now for those, and I know people probably say, well, I don't see how those go together. Trust me, you have to create your own categories in life. But for those that they're interested in building their brand and creating more trust from prospects, but, you know, they're on social media and they post regularly and they post about their products and things of that nature, but they don't seem to be gaining any traction. What would you say to them in terms of, okay, if they decided to pursue, say, a book, but then at the same time they're like, well, I'm not a good writer. I know we talked about the ghostwriting and everything, but for those that want to pick up some traction, like on social media, and they see a book as an opportunity for them to do so. I guess, did I make sense with that? And in my mind, I was going somewhere.
Well, you had about three or four questions there. I was trying to figure out which one to answer. let me answer the unasked question.
Yes.
What you said was there are many people out there who have been on social media and they're not getting traction and they're posting about their products and
yes,
people are not listening. Right.
Yes.
So first, I don't know if you ever saw the Bob Newhart special It was a 5-minute skip. If you just type in Bob Newhart on YouTube, or if you go to aha.pub/stop it, it's a great skit, because all Bob does as a therapist is when you say something you're doing and it doesn't work, he just shouts out, "Stop it." And so what I want to say for those people who are doing nothing more than going on social media and say, "Look at me and look at my product and I'm cool," I just want to say these two words, "Stop it." Because how can somebody trust you if all you're doing is talking about yourself and talking about your products and talking about things that are going on? What you want to do is you want people to see you, right? If they don't see you and they don't know who you are, how could they possibly want to do business with you? And you don't, you know, if you go to a cocktail party and you shake somebody's hand, and let's say you're a realtor, and you walk up to a cocktail party and you meet this realtor, and first words out of their mouth, "I'm a realtor. I help people buy and sell houses. Is your house for you? Are you a homeowner? Do you buy or sell houses?" What are you going to, you're going to leave that conversation so quickly. But on the other hand, what if the person noticed that you were talking on the phone or that you walk your kids up and then send them away? And what if the person said, "You got kids, I got kids," and you ended up in a conversation about children? Well, he's not going to try to sell you a house, try to sell you buying a new house or selling your house. He's going to make a relationship with you. And that's what you need to do on social media. Social media, if you think about those two words, social plus media, those are two interesting words. Most people think of social media as they just see the media part. They're given an opportunity to shout to the world, "Hey, here I am, look at me," and they take it. And what I have to encourage you to think about is the word social is 80% of the value of the word social media. And so what you need to do is be social. You just happen to have a mechanism where you could reach more people, but do it in such a way that it really adds value, that asks the right question. For instance, this morning I took a picture of a skeleton key, and my post was simply, "If this key could unlock something for you, what would it be?" And it's interesting to hear people's responses, right? And it has nothing to do with me or my business. And more importantly, I'm interested in who's responding and why and what's important to them. And do they respond in an elegant way? So far we've had nothing that's been a commercial, direct commercial, although there's been a couple indirect commercials because I know what the businesses are that people do. And it's fascinating to see how people interact in this world of social media. But it has nothing to do with you getting up there and shouting, "Here I am, buy my product." So that's the unhit. That was the unasked question. the asked question, maybe you could clarify that, because you asked something about if people were thinking about it, should they do a book? Do you want to clarify that?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, people, say for instance, I get a lot of people that come up to me and they say, "Well, I thought about writing a book, but I'm not a writer. I'm not good at writing, and I don't know if anyone would buy my book, and I don't really see the value in writing a book." And, you know, I try to offer some wisdom and insight into the marketing value that it gives a particular entrepreneur. But as you said earlier, you know, just like we have business cards, this is better. It's better than a business card because it gives you credibility, depending on whether, you know, you're self-published or even if you have a publishing company. It's kind of, when you have a publishing company, it kind of gives you that extra little boost. But, you know, there's still those that are on the fence about the importance of authorship and how it can build their business. I guess that's kind of where I was headed with this.
Got it. So first question that people should ask themselves is, what is my ASP? What is my average selling price? So when I pick up a client, what do I charge? Right? So, and if it's like $5 or $10, every client's worth $5 to $10, I'm not sure book is the right answer. Typically, the clients I work with, their ASP is anywhere between $10,000 and $50,000, right? When they're picking up a consulting client or they're a SaaS-based company and they're picking up a company, the annual ASP for a SaaS-based company is typically going to be $40,000. So the question you have to ask yourself is, what are you selling and what's the value of what you're selling? Simple. Okay. Now, the next thing is, you know, your business cards, what do they cost you, 50 cents each? And business cards are a must-do in business. You know, some people pay $1, some people pay 10 cents. It doesn't matter. A business card, if it's a crappy business card, so a really beautiful business card is not going to get you business. A really bad business card is going to lose you business, right?
Right.
So now, once your book is done and once it's already you've spent the money, whether you self-published or hired somebody to publish and write for you, your book is done. Now you're going to be paying anywhere between, let's just say, $5 and $10 for each copy of your book, right? So let's say you buy in bulk and you get them for $5 or you get them for $7.50 or whatever it is. If instead of handing the 50 cent or dollar business card, you hand a $7.50 business card, and imagine if you hand out 100 of them, how much business do you close? So if you close zero, then it's probably not a good investment. If that leads you to closing some percentage, 10%, 20%, 30% of your business, you know, what percentage more of your business will you close? Because as part of the sales process, you gave somebody a book and they said, yep, you can help me. And you just multiply the incremental percentage, like how many more clients are you going to get, by how much business you are going to receive. You know, what do you get? What's your ASP? And that makes it a very easy – the book thing, what happens since the time we're born, if you're in business, you somehow feel like it's important to write a book, or you've gone through some amazing things in life. And your friends and family say, hey, your story is amazing. You should write a book. You'll become a millionaire. You got to put that silly stuff out of your head. And we got to realize this is just a business decision, and this is a business tool. And as a business tool, how helpful will this business tool be for you to close more business, to be able to attract more prospects and close more business? And simply that thought process I just went through with you, which is what is your ASP and how many more people, if you meet and hand your book to 10 people or 100 people, how many more of them will ultimately be clients? And you could multiply those numbers together and say, hey, this is going to be, you know, I'm going to now make X many dollars because I've done that. And then you look at that compared to the cost. And of course, if you're making more money than it's going to cost you to put together, then it's a business decision and you say yes. Was that helpful?
That really was. I think that helps a lot of people, the listeners, to kind of put it in perspective as to whether or not they should pursue actually creating a book. And the other thing I'll add to that is that even if you say you give away books, and the other side of that is that we don't know who the person that we give the book to will in turn turn around and give the book to someone else. So just because you give it to one person doesn't mean that that book is going to end up just right with that one person. They may give it to somebody who may give it to somebody else or give it to somebody else, which could actually add
absolutely.
To business to you.
And,
you know, so
and
it's kind of
that's interesting. Let's say you got a bunch of customers. You only have a bunch of customers, and you've always wanted your customers to give you more recommendations, but they haven't. Well, this is easy. You give each one of your customers 5 copies of your book and say, hey, could you give 4 of them out to other people? So you sign the copy to your prospect, and then you could even sign the other copies and say, here's a gift brought to you, and you put in the customer's name, brought to you by so-and-so, and you give them an asset that they look at as valuable. So, A, you're making your existing customers feel happy because you're giving them your book, and you're giving them something that they can give to their customers or their friends or their partners, all of which are potential prospects for you. That's a great way to use a book.
It really is. And, you know, and then not only that, but getting back to the point about social media, once you give the book and say you give out additional copies, and you never know who's going to actually tweet or post the Facebook post about the book. So you just never know how it's going to come across on social media and end up helping you in the long run.
No, and even better. So there are many people who don't like pictures of themselves. I happen to be not one of them. My wife is one of them who doesn't like pictures of themselves. So if I'm giving away a book, I'm taking a selfie with me and the person holding the book, and I'm going to post that on social media and tag them. So it's another way, it's social proof. You're demonstrating that you're talking with very interesting people. And within their stream, assuming they take the tag and let it go on their post,
right.
You're within their stream, they are now saying, hey, I'm associated with this person. It helps on the trust piece of the world. Social proof helps build trust.
And see, and I think that's a valuable tip for our audience, because I think a lot of people, number one, miss that particular tip and then kind of overlook the importance of tagging people and actually taking pictures with, you know, I'm a kind of behind the scenes type of person, but I do, you know, I do take my pictures when I need to. So I understand. But, you know, that people are visual. We live in a visual world and people need to see. And as you said, that's, you know, that helps build with the trust and the credibility. And people just need to see it. I mean, you can tell somebody, hey, I wrote a book, but when they see the book in the hands of someone else, then that kind of piques that curiosity and say, okay, well, maybe I need to check that out. So it can
exactly.
help in so many in so many different ways.
Yeah,
so,
I'm with you. That's a good one, though. I like it.
I do too. You know, hey, I'm like I said, I'm an author. I believe that, hey, that is the best thing that you can do for yourself. Even if you, like you said, you don't sell any books, at least it's helping you to build your brand. Now, for those that are interested in learning more about you and the AHA That and the AHA That radio, how can they actually connect with you on your various social media platforms?
I know. I've got so much stuff that I do. Let me give you two things to think through. One, for those that find this interesting, please just go to ahathat.com. Feel free to sign up for an account and start using the platform for free.
Okay.
If you're interested in exploring writing, whether or not you write yourself or have us write for you, you can go to ahathat.com/author. And then if you'd like to connect to me, just Google my name. I think you said that at the beginning of the show. So just Google Mitchell Levy. If you want to see my TED Talk, Google Mitchell Levy TED Talk. And what happens is the social media companies have spent hundreds of millions of dollars making sure that when you Google my name, their sites come up associated with that name. So feel free to connect to me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Snapchat, Pinterest. Connect to me on the platform that you like to play on, and I'll try to talk to you in from that platform and direct you to, if you have particular questions, direct you to a place that makes sense.
Okay. Well, hey, I have enjoyed having you as a guest on today's show, and you gave some very valuable information. I mean, the whole thing was very valuable, and you gave some very insightful tips that I think a lot of people can take away from this show and actually start to think about how they can actually not only build their brand, but actually whether or not they decide to build a book or not, at least they've got an idea of about building their credibility and how to be more social and not just screaming on social media, hey, look at me, look at me. So I appreciate you for coming on and sharing that with us. And so we've got a few minutes left on the show. We've got about 4 minutes. Is there a closing thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners before we go ahead and wrap up today's show?
Well, by the way, thanks for your Here's what's interesting. So, Lisa, let's talk about you, right? So what is Lisa doing here for those that are listening to her? She's created her own channel. Whether or not you do it on Blog Talk Radio or somewhere else, consistently creating a channel where you're talking about things and having guests come on and join you is really important. Things that I'd recommend for the people who have channels is when you have guests on, how cool, you have the opportunity now to meet with some really interesting people who have a message to get out. So make sure you spend time before you interact with them so you get to know them a little bit better. And potentially, if you find something interesting, connect with them afterwards and see if there's an opportunity to partner, right? Because the thing that's fascinating is every day there are aha moments that come our way. There are presents that come our way. And so many of us have a blind eye. They just say, if only if, and they during the day they may be given that if, but they just don't see it. And so doing things like having a show and inviting people to join you, think about what the goal is of the show, and then also make sure that every opportunity, whether it's guests calling in, it's funny, I just had a conversation with somebody that called into another show, and she followed through with me because I asked for it, and I gave her a half hour, and we did a video chat talking about her. And I think that's part of the world of today, is that we're not afraid, no matter who you are and what you do, you're not afraid to talk to other people. And so make sure if you're putting yourself out there in a position to help and support people, that you do make yourself available to talk to others and to communicate and really show your true self, because those that at the end of the day, and this is, once again, I really encourage you to watch the TED Talk, how we do business, whether or not the business of love, business of family, business of making money for the household, we do business with those we know, like, and trust. And the important component is you need to be known by those that need to know you, not the world. You just need to be known by that framework of people that makes sense. You need to be trusted. And how do you be trusted? Well, you know, being liked is an important part of trust, but it's really about demonstrating integrity and authenticity and being vulnerable and essentially being yourself, not being a different person when you're talking to one group of people than being to another. And we're moving into this age where it's very easy to tell whether or not people are being honest and transparent or not, and whether or not people are doing the right stuff. So I would say go back to the old adage of do unto others as you'd like them to do yourself unto yourself, and life would be better for you and everyone around you.
And I think that is some great closing advice to leave with the listeners. And so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But we have enjoyed having Mitchell Levy on our show. And as we said, Google him. You can choose to follow him on the social media platform that you feel comfortable with. And don't forget to check out his website, the Aha That. And if you're interested in being an author, go ahead and do the ahathat.com/author. And our next show will be on the last Wednesday of this month, which will be on Halloween. So we're going to have a great show and probably a great guest lined up as well. So not to prolong the time, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, and we hope you have a great day.